The results are even better than he expected. After his daughter told him things that happened at the party, more shocking details than he really wanted to know, she was so happy he didn't blow up, she threw her arms around his neck and exclaimed, "Oh, Daddy, I'm so happy to be able to talk to you. There's so much more I want to tell you." Of course, that's just a movie and things don't happen like that in real life, right? Wrong. I've seen that type of connection hundreds of times, especially with teenagers, once parents learned to control their own reactions. But let's take the same scene and play it differently, this time without the self-control. Let's say Martin's character reacts more like, well, like any of us might, if we weren't working hard at it. What do you think would happen if a daughter came in after being out all night and the father had neither the desire nor the ability to calm his reactivity? I'm going to take a leap and say he would lose complete control of himself and hit the ceiling. Given that reaction, how much closer do you think the two would become by the end of the ensuing screaming match? What would happen to that father's ability to influence the situation? Where would his authority go at that point? Out the window, just like his daughter would if he kept reacting that way. Giving in to your reactivity actually helps create the very outcomes you're trying to avoid. This is because of a process called anxiety transfer. We've just looked at two different reactions to an identical situation. In the first scene, the father calmed himself down, and as a result, his daughter became calmer, calm enough to trust him and confide in him. She reacted to his calming influence, and the result was a more trusting relationship. In the second scene, we imagine the father allowing his anxiety to get the better of him. He blew up and hit the ceiling. His anxiety over his inability to control his daughter and his fear for her safety then got transferred over to her. Her reaction, therefore, became defensive. A screaming match ensued, and the result was the further crippling of the relationship. Now, many of you might be saying she deserved whatever she got because she committed such a horrible offense, staying out all night. I am not saying that choices to break the rules need go undisciplined. I'm not saying that in order to foster a calm and trusting relationship, you need to let your kids go without discipline. Nothing could be further from the truth. But for you to exercise a position of authority in your family, for you to have the lasting influence on your child's choices you so desperately crave, you first have to calm down. You have to calm your own anxiety, refusing to transfer it over to your child and necessarily make any situation worse. In order to be in charge, you have to bring yourself under control. Reflection questions on Chapter 2. Number 1. What situation with your child seems to make you the most reactive? Number 2. What is your typical way of screaming? Number 3. When you do lose your temper, who are you usually tempted to blame? Number 4. Has anyone ever tried to make you lose your temper on purpose? How did you respond? Number 5. Recall a time when you were proud of the fact that you remained calm and connected during a heated situation. How did your calm presence affect the outcome?